Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us live from Green Bay, you've got to Mike Clemens. And so, Mike, Kadar Holman kind of made a little bit of a name for himself last night. A couple guys did, but Kadar Holman did too.
Yeah, this is the kid that, couldn't get into a college because of a poor ACT score, had to take some odd jobs working overnight, was able to get accepted into Toledo, and made a name for himself. Great speed. He's been picking off passes in practice and able to convert that one over the middle. And he said that, they'd seen enough of the Texans this week where he actually recognized the formation and anticipated the route pre-snap and Joe Webb throwing that ball over the middle.
That was one of the routes, formations, and everything that we had went through. So when the play had started, I recognized the formation, and then the way he came off the ball. So I said I was going to be aggressive. And people before the game already said I got to get a pick. I haven't had nothing all camp, so it's only right I had to get one.
So when you look at this team and kind of break down what they did last night, and a guy like Kadar Holman, he gets a little bit of the highlight. Then you look at a guy like Ty Summers, another guy that had a big night. Now, he replaced Oren Burks because you and I were talking about the Oren Burks injury. Oren Burks sticks his arm out and gets that shoulder. I don't know if it was a dislocation, separation, or strain. We don't know what it is, but Ty Summers comes in, and, man, did he play with his hair on fire.
Yeah, I mean, these guys played against Joe Webb earlier this week, and I remember when Joe Webb was that backup quarterback for the Vikings. He's been a special teams player. He's played for the Ravens. He's a tough dude. I mean, he's like hitting a tree trunk. He's 6'4", 231 pounds, and he runs hard. And so early in the game, Oren Burks, who's supposed to be your number two inside linebacker next year to Blake Martinez, a third-round pick, remember, he jacked up his shoulder in a pregame warm-up last year, and that put him on the sidelines for a couple of months. Last night, he's out just grabbing an air, and he stuck out his left arm to try and stop Joe Webb and ended up injuring his left shoulder, had his jersey off, had a shoulder harness on it, and iced the rest of the game. So they go to the rookie, Ty Summers, seventh-round pick out of TCU. The coaches come to him and say, hey, you're going to play inside linebacker for the rest of the game. Put on the radio helmet. You're going to run the defense. And that's what he was told, after Burks went down.
It was kind of expected. They told me, hey, get ready to be gassed after this one. And so I need all the reps I can get. If I'm gassed, if anything, I'm working on my cardio. So I loved it, sore. That's all part of it, doing special teams and defense. But I appreciate they're willing.
And I tell you, this kid is smart. He's been impressive. He started to flash in camp about 2 weeks ago. He's got some things figured out. He's flying around. He ends up with 10 tackles last night. He got one on a kickoff coverage that I talked to him about last night on our postgame show as well. Just really impressive. And, you talk to Ty Summers, who has 10 tackles. I don't care if it's preseason or whatever. That's a big game. And he said, you know what, I could have had some more.
I look at it, yeah, it seems like it's a good night, but when I know that I should have had probably about four more, that's frustrating. But at the end of the day, I'm going to take it. We got the win.
Like I said, that guy impressed me. His burst, Mike, from the middle of the field to the sideline, I opened my eyes. It wasn't so much that he had a tackle for loss or anything like that. It was the fact that he basically shut down a play from the middle of the field to the sideline that gained maybe 2 yards, but he didn't have to take this drastic angle. This guy had enough closing speed to get there. And that, to me, out of all the things, because tackling kind of sucked last night overall, but he was a guy that was right there. But the fact that he had closing speed, that was eye-opening to me last night.
Yeah, I thought he wrapped up well. He even said, though, Mike Patton tells these guys, and I think this would be interesting because we're going to talk to the defensive coaches here in a minute. He says to these guys, if you've got a sure tackle, you've got a running back lined up along the sideline, go for the football. Don't worry about the sure tackle. Try and create the turnover. And that's what they did last night, too. They had another pick from Shandon Sullivan, a defensive back out of Georgia State who ended up getting injured later in the game. But you could see that they were going after the football when they had a chance. The Equanimeous
right.
Brown able to recover on a kick return, or was it kick or punt, for a touchdown. So you saw the
yeah, who knew that you would, your first score as Matt LaFleur would have been a special teams touchdown, right?
A special teams touchdown. But you could see that that was the emphasis last night. Hey, this is preseason. Go for it. Fly to the football. Try and create turnovers any way you can. Rookie Kingsley Kiki, he lines up at defensive end. He got a lot of snaps. And he says that Patton tells them to play for the ball and force fumbles.
Yeah, Coach Patton preaches that every day. You know, get to the ball. Coach LaFleur as well is getting to the ball. You know, trying to strip it out every time we get a chance. It's just good habits, you know.
Hey, Mike, last night 26 guys did not dress. Very few starters actually dressed and played last night. You know, you saw a guy like Lane Taylor that was out there, Danny Vitale that was out there. But for the most part, there weren't many guys dressing last night.
No, let's talk about offensive line. So if Aaron Rodgers isn't going to play, well, then let's rest your left tackle, David Bakhtiari, man. He doesn't need any damage to those knees. Same with Brian Bulaga, no surprise there. But I think Billy Turner was even on that list at right guard, you know, the free agent veteran you brought in. Corey Linsley's had to deal with a bicep, so, and they're looking for a backup center. And so Justin McCray, he seems to be in the running for that. Lucas Patrick, you got, and also the Cole Madison, the kid, he's been tried, but he's had some troubles with some high snaps. But they're looking to seal up who's going to be the backup center. And as Aaron Rodgers says, if you're the backup center, you're guaranteed a roster spot. But why is Lane Taylor, the starting left guard, out there last night? And then, you know, you saw Elton Jenkins playing right guard, the kid that they picked out of Mississippi State, was, I think, third round earlier this year. That was really curious as to why a starter, a contract guy like Lane Taylor, was out there. And Matt LaFleur was pretty blunt in saying Lane Taylor's in competition for his job.
That's a competition. And as long as that is going to be a competition, we want to see those guys go at it. And I thought Lane did an excellent job and handled himself the right way. And again, we're just going to, it's always going to be about competition.
In addition to that, Mike, you've got a guy, and Aaron Rodgers was asked about, you know, again, the joint practices. We hear that Matt LaFleur answers the questions last night. It seems like people are looking for controversy between those two. Do you think, being there as much as you've been, do you think there is?
No. These guys are getting along. Aaron Rodgers also said he loves the scheme. He loves the run game. He loves the way he can set up things. He's all on board with this so far. And, you know, there's a lot of national guys that will play clips just a certain way that makes Rodgers look like he's already disgruntled and trying to fight what the new coach is putting in. But, you know, here's the clip that everybody heard earlier this week when Aaron was asked about, you know, these 2 days of joint practices. And he was, you know, said, well, why are we doing this? Why are we running our offense vanilla here if these are two practices we could have been working on and sort of getting ready for the Chicago Bears. But here's what Rodgers was asked if he'd like to do another joint practice again.
I wouldn't mind if they didn't do it for another 14 years, but look, that's out of my control. I think the key for all of us here is, you know, you bring a team in, I understand the point of it. I don't think doing live special teams drills are very smart. I think the PA is going to look at that. You know, that's one of the kickoff especially is one of the most dangerous plays in football, and that's why they've tweaked different things over the years to do close to a live kickoff drill. I don't think it's the best use of inter-squad practices like that.
Matt LaFleur had a little bit of a different thought, but I thought he had a brilliant explanation at the podium last night, Mike.
Well, LaFleur's even joking about this, and I'm here to tell you, I thought the joint practice ended up being brilliant. I mean, it brought in some challenges and some adversity. It actually brought the Packers locker room together, even after that little camp fight that they had on Monday. And you look around the league, the Patriots right now are having a joint practice with the Lions. Next week, the Texans are going to be hosting the Lions for a second joint practice. It's going on around the league. I mean, I think in a way, Matt LaFleur has updated Green Bay by about 10 years by doing these kinds of things in training camp. It's going on all around the league from winning teams as well. And so when LaFleur was asked about, yeah, so, you know, Aaron Rodgers was pretty blunt, pretty critical about some of the aspects of this week's joint practices. Listen to what LaFleur's response was.
I don't talk to him anymore. No, I'm just joking. No, you know what? There's a lot of things that a lot of players don't like about training camp. And, you know, from his perspective, hey, I can understand where he's coming from in some regard, because it's not like they're playing. They run about four different coverages, so it's not overly complicated. It's not like Pettin throwing everything at you. So I get it from his perspective, but at the same time, there's 10 other guys on the field with him on each play, and it was great for us, especially when you talk about our run game, getting some different looks to go against. So I thought, I always respect his opinion, just like I do all our players, but I still think it was beneficial for us. The one thing I will comment on that I thought that he was dead right on was when you look at the kickoff, they ramped up their intensity level and we didn't match it. And it looked a little, I think we got it taken to us a little bit. And that's something that, you know, moving forward, I probably wouldn't do again, is those full cover kickoff drills.
I think LaFleur took a big step this week. I think his leadership came through, his style. He can be open. Aaron Rodgers can say whatever he wants to, and LaFleur is going to have his opinion, but it's LaFleur's agenda, I think, that's getting through, and I thought there was a lot of good things in the field last week. I think LaFleur took a big step forward this week as the head coach of the Packers.
Mike, always good. Enjoy the weekend. Packers back at it tomorrow. We'll talk again on Monday, okay?
Thank you, Bill. Have a good weekend.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. There you go. Mike Clements from NFL Sirius Radio joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they'll be getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.